David Armitage.
I wonder how he'd go stepping into the ring, and if he've has stepped into the ring and over his journey at St Kilda, whether the sparring sessions were pretty heated and who the best was in his time. I reckon he'd go okay. And he's here for the coffee catch-up. Smooth barista-made coffee from the cafe, available 24/7. Armour, appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, mate.
Yeah, okay, let's take me back. Now, let's take me back to St Kilda, sparring sessions, boxing sessions. I reckon you'd go okay, but just tell us about some of the blokes over the journey that you reckon stepping into the ring could have actually gone okay.
Yeah, well, I reckon I'm a bit like Gal. I can I can take a hit. I'm not the... Well, he's pretty good at punching, but I'm not the best puncher, but I can take a hit. It'll take a few to get me down. But, yeah, over the years, I remember seeing... Cozzy and Reece Stanley, actually, at Geelong, going toe-to-toe, and Cozzy thought he would wallop Reece, but Reece actually was a pretty good fighter. So
Is that right?
Yeah, that was one that got a bit heated back in the day.
Looks can be deceiving as Reece Stanley.
I know, but, yeah, I know, exactly right.
Pretty good.
So, but the other ones are probably, I think, Mav Weller was a pretty good fighter. He sort of grew up boxing, so the ones that sort of did it when they were younger sort of have the good techniques and that go right. Jake Carlisle's not bad. Yeah, that's off the top of my head who I can think of,
nice,
and all the inside mids.
you've got to be tough there, no doubt about that. All right, life after St Kilda, you've been playing footy up at the Territory over the summer. I saw some posts standing next to Clarkie and a few of the other boys. What's that like?
Yeah, awesome. It was bloody hot, I'll tell you that. But other than that, it was a pretty good brand of footy. It was not many stoppages, which didn't suit me too much, a lot of running. But, yeah, I sort of just... spoke to Xavier Clark and he said, just sit behind the ball and let it come to you. So that's exactly what I did. But yeah, it was good fun, and I'm actually going up in a few weeks to go play another couple of games with the boys.
Explain when they say no stoppages, they just play on, do they just get it and go and they're quick and that's just sort of the style of footy that's played up there?
Yeah, it's, you know, not too many chase you. So if you turn it over, they're sort of out the back on you and vice versa. So it's just up and back, a bit of circle work. And, yeah, that's what I mean by no stoppages. It's either a goal or it's getting kicked back out.
How's the body feeling? No longer in the AFL scheme of things, of course, but you played always in great shape and you prided yourself on your fitness and the way you kept yourself. How is the body preparing for what may lie ahead as far as playing football somewhere in 2020?
Yeah, so I'll be at Collegians in the AMOs in the Vaffa.
Yep.
And yeah, it's not too bad. Obviously, I'm probably a few kilos too heavy for AFL at the moment, but that's okay. I'll be a bit more bash and crash, which is fine. I'll be able to use my weight. But yeah, it's shaping up pretty good. I'm still doing some stuff to maintain, you know, running twice a week, just some push-ups and that kind of thing, just to maintain. So I'm not completely hopeless. But yeah, I think that's all I have to do, really.
What was the attraction to play for Collegians? What was your connection there?
I had a connection through some friends of friends, and then basically got put onto a place where I'm actually working now through Simmons. It's called Start Point, which is a new brand that Simmons are doing for first home buyers that can't afford a deposit, but they can afford repayments. So that's what I'm doing at the moment, and the job sort of fell into place through a Collegians connection. So happy days.
Any blokes that you know? Have you met anyone there yet? Do we know?
Yeah. So I had dinner last night with the coach Joycey. Dave Mirra from Hawthorn was there.
Oh yeah.
Viv Mitchie that used to play at Freo in Melbourne. Caleb Post, a couple other fellas, and Will Johnson, who used to be at St Kilda, he's down there as well.
It sounds like a pretty handy team, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully we go all right. I can't. We start training in a couple of weeks, so therefore I'll get a little bit more fitness as well. But yeah, it's exciting, and I'm not really too familiar with how the VAFA goes and everything, but by all reports, it's a pretty strong comp, and everyone's there for the right reasons, which is good.
For a man that was at St Kilda for so long, and, you know, you saw coaches come and go, players come and go, and you're incredibly resilient and, of course, and a wonderful leader of the group down there for a long time, as well as a senior player and the like. How hard is it to walk away from St Kilda, a team that's been so much in your life?
Yeah, when you think about it, it actually really is hard. I still speak to the boys. I rang the PDM this morning just because I was like, you know, this is a time of year where you sort of are nearly back into the swing of things and you're starting to speak to young guys and how they've come back. And so I was a little bit anxious this morning, you know, driving into work, thinking I'll give a couple of guys a call and just sort of check in still. So it is a little bit of a different shift, but I think you just got to keep yourself busy and not harp on it too much. But I'll certainly be involved as much as I can be until they tell me to pay off. But
What sort of involvement do you want, Dave? What sort of involvement? When you say involvement, do you talk about just touching base with the blokes, watching them, going down to training every now and then, going to a game?
Yeah,
that type of involvement.
Exactly. Just going in there, just checking in, and you know, maintaining the relationships that I've got with the boys, and you know, if they want to hear what I've got to say, then they can. If not, there's no worries. But yeah, just keeping in contact with the footy club as a whole, really.
Do you have any aspirations to be involved in coaching?
Yeah, I do eventually. I got some really good feedback. I was going to go into it straight away and coach the team full time, but I got some advice. You know, just take your time in doing that. Maybe do 18s first, some assistant coaching or a line coach, because it's pretty full on. Mm-hmm. And then you can burn out pretty quick. So I took that advice on board, and yeah, I potentially will do a little bit with some guys at Wesley College. I'll still do some midfield stuff at Collegians and that kind of thing. So I'll still keep involved in that capacity.
Brett Ratton, coach, new players coming in. What's the general consensus from your vantage point in regards to what St Kilda will dish up in 2020?
I'm really excited. He's, for what I, you know, the short time that I saw him, he was fantastic. The way, you know, he relates to the boys. He's one of the boys, but he's also not afraid to tell them how it is. And he's got that relationship with him that they're, he's happy to, you know, when to put the foot down and blokes listen and knows that it's coming from a good place because he wants to win. So, he's learnt a lot from his time at Carlton and obviously Hawthorn and that kind of thing. Been through a lot himself, and I'm really excited with what the club's done, even regards to, you know, going after who they wanted in the trade and getting it done, which is something that we haven't been able to do for a while. So it's actually pretty exciting.
No doubt. Can I just forget about sort of the? Give me your summary of your time at St Kilda, because you know the coaches came and went, and players came and went, and you had sort of success. Then you bottomed out. Just give me your view of when you say that was my start point, that was my finish point. How would you describe your time at St Kilda as a collective, not just David Armitage?
Yeah, well, like you said, there was a lot of ups and downs. I sort of tasted success early on in my career with playing finals, and obviously didn't play in the grand finals, but I was, you know, there to witness it, and I thought we're going to be up here for a long time. I just truly believe that. But then, you know, after 2012 with all the Ross Lyon stuff, and we dropped away pretty quick, and we stayed down there for a while, and you know, there was times there where other rival clubs would come, and I certainly thought about it, but then I was like, nah, I want to sort of rebuild. I've been at the top. I want to be a leader and try and get this team, you know, from the bottom to the top. And it didn't eventuate as quick as I would have liked, personally, but you know, that's what it is. I'm glad I sort of stuck fat and hopefully left a little bit of a legacy for the younger sort of leaders now that can step up, and they're not going to be too far away. So that's a good thing, I suppose, and I'm excited to watch them. I don't know how to sum it up in one sentence.
Yeah, no, it was not easy to do, but I think you've done a pretty good job of it. Can I just ask you in regards to Ross Lyon, when he left, did it take a huge hole out of St Kilda? And then Scott Watters almost came in with in a no-win situation in that role, because I think it caught everyone sort of left a little bit left field, and I think there was a rebuild there and everyone seemed to run out of patience. But can you just tell us in regards to sort of when Ross Lyon left, what it meant to you as an individual?
Oh, look, I was still quite young, so it was a weird one. I obviously had a really respectful relationship with Ross. Was he my favourite person to communicate with? Probably not. But Yeah, so at the time, I obviously knew he was a good coach, and, you know, it was just a bit of a shock, really, that, that he had left and in the circumstances. But, yeah, when Scott came in, I thought, you know, something different, bit of fresh air, bit of new thinking. But, yeah, like you said, he was in a lose-lose situation. We didn't really – I think we won 12 games and then we won four. So, yeah, it was a bit of a weird situation, that one.
He was a big fan of yours, I think, Scott Waters, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, no, he was. I got on well with Scott.
Playing golf, do you?
I do. I love
too
my
much?
Golf, actually.
Too much?
Yeah, no, not lately. I've, the little one's teething. And
I was going to say,
so I'll have to help mum a little bit.
Yes,
but, yeah, the last time I played at Kingston Heath and had 41 points, so that was nice, and won the comp.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
So will you go and watch the President's Cup?
I'm going to try to get some tickets and go down. I'd love to, actually, yeah.
How is the lovely Jess, and how is the baby?
Yeah, very good, actually. They're going well. She does a good job. She does a lot, as mums do, or newfound respect. But, they're going really well. Bub's crawling around and trying to take my wine out of the wine rack, which I'm trying to teach him not to do. But, yeah, he's at that age where he's inquisitive and trying to get into everything. So, but, yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Ah, good on you, mate. Well, she's a ripper, Jess, so pass on my best and all the very best going forward, mate. Appreciate time and looking forward to seeing how you kick them in 2020 and how you hit them also on the golf course. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
No worries, Goss. Thanks, mate. Good.